Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
I recently returned from a trip to the Tacoma Olympia area of Washington. The Interstate 5 corridor is very busy with heavy traffic for a significant part of the day and lots of construction where they are widening the highway to accommodate all the traffic. Not a place I would choose to live in. Way too busy with long commutes. I will say that the roads in Washington, Oregon are in much better shape than here in California. Well, Northern California anyway. Fuel and gasoline are a dollar or so cheaper per gallon compared to the prices Californians pay at the pump. If you didn't notice, an extra 6 cents a gallon tax was imposed on California drivers on July 1st, making our fuel even more expensive and one of the highest in the nation. This is to pay for additional infrastructure for our crumbling roads. The fuel taxes levied over the last few years didn't seem to make an impact. Doubt this increase will help much either. Californians pay high prices for better roads, but our roads are not any better. Maybe Southern California has better roads, but probably not. Our tax dollars are at work, I guess. Don't be fooled. There will be another tax hike just around the corner. California has too many social programs or giveaways to fund. I'm also perplexed by the rhetoric by some of the Democratic candidates running for president. It seems as though if you believe that taxpayers should agree to eliminate all student debt and not hold people accountable to repay loans they voluntarily accepted. They say it would cost $1.5 trillion over 10 years to wipe out outstanding debt. The average nationwide student loan debt per student is $32,731. In California, it is approximately $22,785. Most people finance cars, boats, or RVs for similar amounts and seem to be able to pay them off. The students who took out these loans did so without hesitation or duress, and many of these loans are with very low or no interest. Now the government wants to forgive the debt at the expense of the taxpayer. Does this mean the taxpayer would be expected to pay back those who honored their agreement by paying back their loans? 45 years ago, I decided not to go to college right away because I couldn't afford it and I didn't want to take out a loan. My journey was longer, but I was able to continue my education without relying on a student loan. Instead, I worked my way through. One of my daughters is 32 and just finished her bachelor's degree at Humboldt State. It took 10 years, but she did it without taking out a loan. I have another daughter pursuing a nursing degree and working to provide for herself as she does so. I have a son in the Army, completing his degree while on active duty. So you see, education can be obtained without government assistance, but if you do accept that assistance, you should be responsible enough to pay back the loan as agreed. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.